USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. Saturday to support the president's claim of massive voter fraud. Stop the steal was their message. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani claims transparency was denied to GOP observers in Pennsylvania. Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes on election night when counting stopped until the next day.
Something like 300,000 ballots were counted without inspection of any kind. I mean, they could be anything. They could be ballots from dead people. They could be ballots the same person 14 times, 100 times. There's no way we would know. And then the envelope that would secure it was thrown away. The ballot was put in. So now we're up to 623,000 ballots that are unlawful ballots that can't be counted.
Democrat leaders and Joe Biden claim the election was the fairest in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump said Friday that a coronavirus vaccine could be widely available in the United States by April and praised the efforts of Operation Warp Speed, the public-private partnership to develop and distribute a vaccine. Pfizer was given nearly $2 billion for the vaccine development. The money came from the Health and Human Services and from the Department of Defense. A South Korean biotechnology company and the Russian government have entered into an agreement to produce more than 150 million doses of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine. Russian officials said Friday that it partnered with GL Rafa to produce 150 million doses per year and distribute them globally. Production will begin in December in South Korea, India, Brazil, and China, among other countries, with distribution starting in January. Russia was criticized for its premature announcement in August that it had developed the world's first coronavirus vaccine before the country had completed phase 3 trials of Sputnik V. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Taking a look at college football's top 25 is USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
There was no Clemson hangover for number 2 Notre Dame. They took care of Boston College 45-31. Number 6 Florida beat down Arkansas 63-35. Number 9 Miami scraped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 11 Oregon ran away from Washington State 43-29. In their first game in 3 weeks, number 13 Wisconsin pounded Michigan 49-11. Number 16, Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Tulsa scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to upset number 19 SMU 28-24. Number 20 USC escaped Arizona with a 34-30 win. Number 22 Liberty moved to 8-0 with a 58-14 win over Western Carolina. Number 23 Northwestern got by Purdue 27-20. And number 25 Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. A number of games were canceled or postponed this week due to coronavirus outbreaks, including the anticipated rematch between number 1 Alabama and defending national champions LSU. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
12 games in the National Football League Sunday. Some of the better games will be the Bills at the Cardinals, 4:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Rams, 4:25 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, also on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.